sorry. I know you hate it when I butt in like that.
It's okay.
I didn't mean to mess up the whole interview with you.
You didn't. You were good.
So, who told you?
Told me what?
You found out, didn't you?
We still have time for one more interview.
It's called leukemia. Yeah, and I would like to come with you. Are you just asking because you feel sorry for me?
I don't know. Maybe.
I
beg your pardon? I look like a tramp.
Oh, dear.
I'm sure Barbara can work on this for you.
Here
you go.
Let's see here. We need to let this out here. Right? Way out. And hopefully we can dig up some extra fabric. This needs some serious work here. Frankly, I think we're better off just starting from scratch on this one.
Okay, good. Can I take this off now?
Sure, certainly, darling. Go ahead. Barbara, I'm so sorry. I had no idea her father would be so off when he guessed her size.
Usually, a roughly constructed prototype works as a starting point, but in this case... Yes,
that'll cinch it in. Right, beautiful. Mm-hmm. It is a wedding, and I do want it to look uniform. I mean, will she look like Krista?
Oh, right. Definitely. You know, it's just never mind.
All right.
We will fix the hem on Krista's, and we'll just start over on the other one.
Carmen! The other one's name is Carmen. Carmen! And you know what, Lydia? You just forget about the dress, okay? We can just tell everybody that Carmen's Puerto Rican, and it never occurred to you that she might be built differently. Or that unlike you and your daughter, she has an ass that the tailor didn't have enough bolts of material to cover. Or better yet, just tell everyone there is no Carmen. Carmen doesn't exist. Carmen, honey. Carmen.
Dear Lena, when I got your letter, I screamed for about 10 minutes. So, you found a hottie after all, huh? Well, me too. His name is Eric. Did I mention he's one of the coaches and 100% off-limits? But I don't care. I've never wanted anything this much in my entire life. I'm still waiting for Karma Poutier to send me the pants. And in the meantime, I'm throwing all my pent-up energy into soccer. Although that only seems to get me into more trouble. What can I say? I'm obsessed. And as we all know, obsessed girls cannot be responsible for our actions. Can we?
She can't stop it!
Hey.